You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Ki Tetzé, Finding Your Fellow's Ox. I grew up in a house with cats. From the time I was 6 or 7, there has always been a cat in my parents' house. The cats have always been free to come and go as they please, generally coming for food or to be stroked, and then going soon after. However, in the last several years, a new cat on the block has caused trouble, fighting with the current cats, Simba and Nala, and on one occasion sending the latter to the vet. We have a zero-tolerance policy towards this neighbourhood bully, and whenever it approaches, we chase him away, occasionally using the hose, a water pistol, or whatever is at hand. I realise he is someone else's pet, but as far as we're concerned, he's a vicious bully and a thug. It is easy for a person to consider their own pets wonderful and the animals of others to be a nuisance. We may invite the owner around for tea and biscuits, but we are often less excited when their four-legged friend crashes the party. The portion of Ki Tetzé begins as though it cannot sit still, jumping from subject to subject, often tenuously linked. In one of those leaps, it comes to the subject of another person's animals. If you see your fellow's ox or sheep gone astray, do not ignore it. You must take it back to your fellow. One can imagine that this instruction could play havoc with a person's day, but it is the nice thing to do. One can liken it to responding to one of those lost dog posters stuck on the lamppost. It's funny that it's always a lost dog and cats never seem to go missing. However, the Torah portion continues, if your fellow does not live near you or you do not know who he is, you shall bring it home and it shall remain with you until your fellow claims it. Then you shall give it back to him. The Torah does not institute a lost and found center for ox, sheep and donkeys. Instead, the individual who finds the animal is required to provide it with room and board until it is claimed. Suddenly, that other person's animal becomes your problem. The Torah appears to be aspiring to a society in which no one ever says it's not my problem or stands idly by when an animal is missing. It is not just concerned with animals and clarifies, do the same with his garment. By using the example of animals, the Torah portrays an extreme case, suggesting that it is therefore a rule for all lost property. It's much easier to keep hold of a sweater until it's claimed rather than an ox. For the person who finds the animal, I imagine that this system may have been a little frustrating, but for the person who lost the animal, it must have been a very reassuring law to have in place. The Torah reminds us of the fact that we do not live in isolation. We live as part of a community, a neighbourhood, a society bigger than just us. Our world has become quite individual orientated, and people inhabit their small spheres, unconcerned about the wider world beyond their boundaries, but the Torah comes as a call to action, even if it means giving room and board to your neighbour's ox. Shabbat Shalom.